This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a debt ceiling and budget cuts package to avert a U.S. default crisis. Now it's the Senate's turn. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Senate is expected to act quickly on the package that was negotiated between President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Yesterday, the proposal sailed through the House on a bipartisan vote. The hard-fought compromise has pleased few, but lawmakers believe it's better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress fails to act. Biden will be watching the Senate from Colorado Springs, where he's scheduled today to deliver the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Donna Warder, Washington.
Russian forces began June with a fresh aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The sound of explosions were heard over Kyiv as ground-launched missiles killed several people and wounded others, according to authorities. The Kyiv city administration reported one child was among the dead. Local resident Nikita Maslun woke up at 3 a.m. to the sound of the strikes. He saw a fire and a smashed door, and he told the AP, "I woke up my mom and ran to the corridor. Then we came down and went out. We saw people running. Windows were shattered and balconies were destroyed." The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived at a summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova, becoming the focal point of an event that seeks to quell regional conflicts and shore up unity in the face of Russia's war. This is VOA News. More than 100,000 people have fled violence in Sudan to neighboring Chad, and the numbers could double in the next 3 months, the UN Refugee Agency said on Thursday. The near seven-week conflict has pushed Sudan into a humanitarian crisis and turned one of Africa's greatest cities, the three-part capital of Khartoum, Omdurman, and Bahri, on the confluence on the Blue and White Niles, into a war zone. UNHCR Chad representatives said, "We need to establish immediately new camps and extension of existing camps." One of the poorest countries in the world, Chad was already hosting close to 600,000 refugees before conflict broke out in Sudan in April. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between the U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly when given recent provocative Chinese behavior. Washington had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Shangfu, to hold talks with Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. In Tokyo, on a brief trip before his arrival in Singapore, Austin was asked about China's decision.
"I think that's unfortunate, but we're going to continue to do what we are doing in this region and others, and that is to work with like-minded countries who share common values and common goals to continue to promote a free and open Indo-Pacific."
The comments come days after Washington accused Beijing of an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near a U.S. surveillance aircraft. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that the military alliance is prepared to deploy more troops to Kosovo to quell the growing violence in the ethnically polarized north. Stoltenberg told reporters in Oslo on the sidelines of a NATO foreign ministers meeting that the first 700 reinforcement troops are on the way. France prides itself on taking its food seriously, but many consumers are now tightening their belts or skimping on quality, hit by a record inflation rate. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire has the story.
A leading statistics agency said Wednesday that household spending on food fell year on year by a record 10% in April, hitting its lowest level since March 2009. That followed a near 16% annual rise in food prices in March. Spending less on food is increasingly common in France. 8 out of 10 French consumers have adapted their food shopping habits in recent months, according to another survey. Just over half said they had stopped buying certain products altogether. 44% had switched to cheaper products and cut back mainly on meat and fish.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire, and I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.